The Force Field is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, for IT service providers, it's The Force Field with Rick Savoia. And now, here is your host, Rick Savoia.
Greetings, providers. Welcome to the unofficial podcast for IT service providers, The Force Field. I'm your host, Rick Savoia, and during the next half hour, we'll cover the news, views, reviews, and interviews for and about the IT industry and the Force Field community. Our call-in segment is open to all listeners Saturday nights from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern. Call 407-278-5698. That's 407-278-5698. Or you can call in via Skype at Savoia Computer if you'd like to be part of the show. In our last three episodes of The Force Field, we discussed the importance of having a business plan to help you manage your business. Today we're going to continue our discussion with a business planning expert who developed an application for use as a guide in business planning, learn how it works, and find out how it can help you create a plan for your business. But first, let's take a look at what's going on elsewhere in the IT industry. OnForce released their Services Market Index for the fourth quarter of 2009, January 25th. According to the index, work order volume remained stabilized as the top four categories remained somewhat flat through the end of the year. Break-fix service events declined slightly by 3%, continuing the trend from the previous quarter. And installs, which rose 4% in the third quarter, rose 3% in Q4, offsetting the further decline in break-fix work orders, according to OnForce. The company also released the 2009 year-end report, which contained data compiled from service transactions performed throughout 2009, totaling over $150 million. The OnForce Services Market Index Q4 2009 report is available for download at www.onforce.com/OSMI/Q409. The year-end report can be downloaded at www.onforce.com/OSMI/2009. Last year, we ran a series of podcasts on the Force Field called The State of the IT Industry. In this series, I interviewed IT professionals from various segments of the industry and asked them where they thought the industry would be in the coming year. In December of last year, I posted an article on theforcefield.net reflecting back on the year to find out if their predictions came true, and if so, how and why the businesses in their industry did well in spite of the economy. I invited everyone to listen to the podcast again and find out if they know or could figure out what I believe is the primary reason these predictions came true for some businesses and not for others. To find out if what I think is true and why, we held the State of the IT Industry contest. To enter, all you had to do was to listen to the podcasts, guess what I think is the primary reason the predictions came true, and either post it in the comments on the article on my blog, post it in a thread in the Force Field forums, or email comments@theforcefield.net. The winner will receive an MP3 player loaded with the Force Field Podcast Special Edition Volume 1. This edition, which is currently available in the Force Field Podcast Store, is a collection of the first six episodes of the Force Field, remastered with additional content and an additional segment in each episode written and produced specifically for the collection and never before released. The episodes are commercial-free. In addition to the Force Field Special Edition Volume 1, the player will also include a selection of tech podcasts from the Tech Podcast Network, some of which are my personal favorites. And the winner of the contest is Parrish Reinl of Pathfinder Networks. Congratulations, Parrish. Speaking of favorites, If you travel on-site to service and support your customers, you know the travel time can really take up a lot of your day. Time is money, and unless you're adding a trip charge to the bill, you're probably losing a lot of both traveling to and from each location. You know you can spend less time fixing the problem by using remote support, but there are so many remote apps and services to choose from these days, it can take up a lot of time just checking them all out and trying to decide which one to use. Well, before you spend another minute on that project, try my personal favorite, GoToAssist Express, the remote support service from the folks at Citrix. With GoToAssist Express, you can resolve issues faster, reduce your travel costs, increase customer satisfaction, and move on to another task or customer more quickly. For months, I've told you how GoToAssist Express works great for me. But don't take my word for it. Try it yourself. I want you to try GoToAssist Express free for 30 days. For this special offer, you must visit GoToAssist.com/techpodcast. That's GoToAssist.com/techpodcast. Get the free trial, try it yourself, and let me know what you think. Work smarter with GoToAssist Express. Seagate announced February 9th that it is shipping the world's most reliable hard drive. The Savio 10K.4 is a 2.5-inch 600GB enterprise-class hard drive with a mean time between failure rating of 2 million hours. The drive includes a self-encrypting security option and runs at 10,000 RPM. And finally, Macworld 2010 opened last week without Apple. The annual event was held February 9th through 13th in San Francisco, and for the first time in its 25-year history, Apple was not present. IDG Expo, which hosts Macworld, published a press release immediately following the event, declaring it a success with over 250 vendors and over 20,000 attendees. With a modest rise in market share for Apple products during the last few years, one would think that there would be an uptick in attendance. However, the number of exhibitors actually dropped by half in 2010 from the previous year, and some are concerned the expo's days may be numbered. Macworld may have outgrown the constant presence of Apple in some ways, but let's face it, it's Apple's Mac. A relationship with the company itself should be part of the Mac experience. If it weren't for Apple, the Mac and Macworld wouldn't exist. Take away Apple and what do you have? Just another proprietary computer system. Can Mac fandom survive on the Mac fans alone without the presence of Steve Jobs and Apple? Perhaps. However, it does seem strange that an annual event is hosted to support a brand and its user community, and the only vendor not in attendance to promote and support the brand is the very company that created it. Come to think of it, that sounds a lot like another company that, years ago, created a very popular brand of computer. In fact, it sold millions of them. But it's no longer around. If you were around in the 1980s, you probably had one of those computers, and you probably already know which company I'm referring to. For those of you who weren't around back then, or were too young to remember, it was, at least for a time, one of the first computer companies that created a brand for the consumer which became a household name. The name of that company was Commodore. And that's the news in the Force Field. I am very particular about what goes in the Force Field, and I only promote products and services that I either use myself or would use if I needed them. This week I would like to introduce you to a new sponsor who I've been using myself for reliable web hosting to keep the Force Field online 24/7. GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy's hosting plans are bigger and better than ever with 99% uptime, free 24/7 support, and no annual commitment. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Here's the best part. As a listener of the Force Field, enter the code BLU101 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. You want reliable web hosting at a great price? Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply, so see site for details. That's GoDaddy.com. You're listening to The Force Field, and this is the part of the show I look forward to the most, as it is the opportunity to talk to my fellow professionals in the field. If you'd like to talk, you can call me at 407-CPU-JOY-8. That's 407-278-5698, or through Skype at Savoy Computer. If you don't have Skype, simply go to the Force Field Podcast episodes page at theforcefield.net and click the Skype icon located on the right sidebar. The download is free, the call is free, and the show is free. And you can't beat free. So call in and dare to enter the Force Field. In our last three episodes, we discussed the importance of creating and having a plan for your business. In part one of our series, we talked with Pat Palmer, learned about his business, heard how he took a course in business planning, and found out how he created a plan for his business that helped him become more successful. In part two, we continued our discussion with Pat and learned more about writing a business plan. We found out how the time spent writing the plan was worth the investment, what his business plan told him about his company, and how having a plan even helped him develop an exit strategy. In part three, we talked with Tim Berry of Palo Alto Software and conceptual author of Business Plan Pro. We discussed the myth about business plans, the real purpose of having a plan, and how a business plan can help you understand your business better. Today we'll continue our discussion with Tim and learn more about Business Plan Pro. We'll find out what it does, how it does it, and how you can use it as a guide to create a solid business plan that will work for your business, as we conclude with part four of our four-part series on planning your business. And we're talking to Tim Berry. Hi, Tim. Welcome back to the Force Field.
Thank you, Rick.
Tim, we were talking about the importance of having a business plan, and it seems a lot of entrepreneurs don't really have one. Well, you know, I think a lot of business owners don't write a business plan simply because they think it's too complicated and they wouldn't know where to begin. Is it really that involved?
Well, I'm telling people, start anywhere. It's all modular. Grab the first module that makes sense for you, because people are different. Some people, I'll tend to work the sales forecast most, because that, for me, generates a lot of other things. Some people start with a mission statement. Some people start with SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Everybody's different. There's not one sequence. And what I'll also tell them is not only just start anywhere and get going, but use it from the first day on. Time doesn't stop while you're doing a business plan. If you're running a business, you're always doing a business plan. It's always alive. It's always being modified. So grab the module that interests you this afternoon, work on it, leave it on your computer, set when you're going to review, and 2 days from now, you'll have another half an hour to work some other module, and build it slowly and build it only as you need. I mean, all that horrible big thing that people see in their mind as a business plan, I've seen very effectively managed plans that are a collection of bullet points for strategy that, when printed, take only two or three pages, and then a milestones table with dates and deadlines and who's responsible for what, and a sales forecast and an expense budget, and then a planning process that keeps people running through that and the changes and whatever, and over time you have a plan. You know, it should be useful after the first half hour.
Okay, so I want to start a business, and I want to do this right. So I need to put together a business plan. Where do I start?
Yeah, that's where I say start anywhere and grab a module. But let me give a more entrepreneurial answer, which is you go out and you buy Business Plan Pro at paloalto.com and take that tool. It doesn't tell you what to think. It doesn't give you any answers. It asks you a lot of questions, and since I'm the conceptual author of it, I could almost, I think I can remember the Latin, but I won't try. I could give you permission to ignore every part of it that doesn't fit you right now. That thing is entirely flexible, so you can just delete topics and get them back later or whatever, but don't take it as anything but a guide, a useful, interested consultant in a box that's saying, well, what about this? Well, what about that? Have you thought about this? And if you're thinking, oh, that doesn't apply to me, then you just delete that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's a product pitch. I mean, bias obviously stated ahead of time. That's where I would like for everybody to start, but I'm clearly biased.
Well, I've used Business Plan Pro for a number of years, and I was introduced to it from a client. And admittedly, the last version I have is 2005 because that's what I've been using. Haven't really needed to upgrade lately, but I understand you have a version 11 out, I think, that I should probably look at. And I'm probably far behind on that.
Yeah, it does change over time. You know, what happens is this is a company of 45 people, and there's 9 people in the product development team who work full-time year-round, and we keep getting changes in the operating system. And the core of what business planning ought to do for your company and how has been pretty consistent since the first version in 1994. And the financial model has been pretty consistent, too. We're trying to make the interface better, and we're adding all the time more help and sort of related content.
How does Business Plan Pro differ from other business planning applications and services on the market?
Well, you know, our policy is not to badmouth the competition, and that's come from me. I will say that Business Plan Pro was built around my, and so I won't badmouth competition. What we really compete against is not other business plan software tools, but people not realizing that a tool can be valuable as a tool. It's not a straitjacket, so some people won't even try business plan software because we think we're going to write their text, you know, fill in the blanks, and we'll churn out a business plan, which would be dumb. And some people think it's not going to be flexible, which would be dumb. The outline is completely flexible. But really, it's our competition isn't other software. It's people not doing it because they think it's hard and not useful because of that myth that you and I talked about, that somehow a business plan is. I mean, it's as if I were telling you, you know, it might be great to get regular exercise. Why don't you start by walking a few blocks every day after dinner? And you hear you have to run a 26-mile marathon tomorrow. Well, you don't want to. You know, but I'm not saying run a 26-mile marathon. I'm saying, you know, go out and get regular exercise. That's the difference between business planning as effectively used by small companies that use it well versus the big business plan that people fear and loathe.
Yeah, it's more than just a template. It's really a guide. I mean, overall, I mean, there were a lot of useful things that I could use to help steer me in the right direction as to what this section was for, how to do it, how I should put it in, some examples as to what makes it better, what not to do. You know, it's not just a template. It really is a kind of a tutor.
Yeah, in terms of a template, which is where sort of business plan software in general gets a bad name, it's managing a lot of the mechanics for people. That formatting that you'd like to do that I'm saying straight out, you know, you don't even need because leave it on your computer. But still, when it comes time to bring text tables and charts together and table and contents and all kinds of stuff like that, that's a big hassle if you're using Word and Excel. More important, though, I think, on this point is the financial model that's built in that looks and feels as if it were a spreadsheet but with an interface of help around it, which is sort of a fair description of what it is. The code is ours. We own the spreadsheet code. It is Excel compatible, but it's with an interface, so it's locked up in the sense that your balance sheet is going to balance no matter what you do. You cannot make errors in math or in financial principles that will screw the whole thing up. And while there might be a lot of ways to do that if you have a financial background and spreadsheet knowledge, with the way that we've been doing it for going on 20 years now, it is mathematically and financially correct. It may not be the only one, but it's documented, and you as a user know how well documented it is. The help is now about 600 pages, yep. And every row has some help associated with it if you want it and whatever. And it's sort of productized in the sense that it respects your assumptions, but you can't break the financial model. Assets will be equal to capital and liabilities no matter what you do. And if they weren't, then the financial analysts are going to not really give it credibility. You have to follow some basic financial principles.
And that was one aspect of Business Plan Pro that I really liked that made the whole process a lot easier for me, because I hate the financials part of it, of doing business plans, because it can be an ordeal and you have to go through all the numbers. And I'm not a number cruncher kind of guy. You know, that's just one part of the process that just drives me to sheer boredom, you know, to tears.
Yeah.
And Business Plan Pro, putting in the numbers, it was very simple. It was really automated. And it was, like you said, you can't really break it, so to speak. I mean, I'd just go in and punch it in. It would all work out. You know, it would all work out.
You can give bad assumptions, but let me add this in, because this is also one of the reasons to use a tool. One of our sample plans, Metolius Graphics, which is in there as a sample plan, is an illustration graphic artist, so it's a lot like your audience, you know, an individual who's doing professional work for business, does the business plan, and in the assumption section, when the software says, now, are you going to sell to business and deliver an invoice, and therefore you have what we call sales on credit, you know, not credit cards, but you drop off your product and an invoice, and then you wait, right? Mm-hmm. Well, when that particular person was doing the assumptions, they said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll have my clients will just pay me when I deliver my work. Well, of course, then the business begins, and he discovers, lo and behold, that's not the way clients pay. Mm-hmm. And in Business Plan Pro, well, what happened to follow the example was he suddenly discovered that he was pretty much on target on sales and expenses, but he was out of money. Mm. What's going on? Called us. What's going on here? Well, he was in Oregon. We liked the guy, so we took a look at his thing. And, well, here's your problem. You're selling business to business, but your business plan thinks you're going to get paid in cash on the daily you deliver the work. Well, so here, set this. Put in the 60 days assumption, you know, and you don't have to know math or finance. You just have to read when it asks you, are you going to sell on credit or not? You say yes, and then it asks you, now, how many days will you wait? And it suggests the average is 60. Nowadays, you know, that might be 90. But suddenly you have something that's helping you predict the problem that you have to finance that 60 or 90 days that waits between delivering an invoice and getting paid if you're doing business to business.
So sometimes it can really help you find problems in your business that you really didn't know existed, that were ongoing,
yeah.
and can help you resolve them.
I mean, it's part of life in business, but if you're not planning, there's a huge difference. I had this problem in my consulting business. There was one time when Apple went on a financial hold, 1990. It was a very painful year. I was a sole practitioner, and Apple was my main client, and over 9 months, they didn't pay. They ended up owing me $60,000, which sounded great. In theory, it was a lot of money. But I had a mortgage and kids to feed.
Yeah.
So I had to go to the bank and get credit, essentially, a credit line to finance the invoices for what they owed me. And there's where a business plan can save your hide, because you go into the bank saying, well, I'm selling to this large company that's local, but they're paying slowly. And the bank looks at your business plan and says, oh, I see, here you go. It's 60 days is becoming 120 days. Yeah, okay, we'll do that. But if you go into the bank on Tuesday and say, I'm going to get foreclosed on Friday, and it's because these guys didn't pay me, the bank is not very sympathetic. So there's a night and day difference that running a productized financial model can help you see that in advance and work your business better.
So Business Plan Pro can not only help you make money, it can help you actually save money and save your business pretty much.
Yeah, because we're all, you know, I mean, when I say we're all, your audience, the technical side, consulting, and what I was doing, sometimes technically, but mostly business planning, we all have the tendency to like what we do for our clients. If we're successful, we like what we do and we do a good job. But there's a business to be managed. There's accounts receivable and, in some cases, inventory. And there is problems with marketing and figuring out how you're going to get leads and how you're going to follow up. And if business planning can help you keep the larger business in mind, then it can really help you get to where you want to go.
Now, you have two versions of Business Plan Pro, the latest edition of it. What does it cost, or what do each cost?
It's the $200 version or the $100 version, and that's what we sell them for. Amazon and Staples and so on tend to sell them for a little bit less. But the $200 version tends to be more, I want to say nerdy. Maybe that's the right word. You can add unlimited spreadsheets, for example, in that version, and it has the plan versus actual built in. One of the nice things when people ask me that is we don't penalize you for getting the $100 version first and then deciding you want the $200 version. You pay only the difference if you decide 2 months later that you'd rather have the bigger thing. Yeah, we tend to have a bipolar audience. It's funny. When we do the research, which we try, we don't have a hump in the middle like you'd like. We have two humps in our data. There's the people who don't give me more options, don't ask me all these questions, just help me get through this. And then there's the people who are mad that it doesn't do double differentiated sensitivity analysis and all this other stuff. So that's how two versions were born in 2002, if I'm remembering it right. You want to do what your users want. You know, that's a basic business principle. But we have two groups of users, so that's why we have two versions.
So I want to purchase the latest version. How do I purchase it? Where can I find Business Plan Pro?
Oh, and thank you for asking. www.paloalto.com. Palo Alto, like the town in California where Stanford is. Paloalto.com is where you can go for that. Now, it's also in most of the major retail office stores, but we fight so much with them for when it's in stock and when it isn't in stock. You know, they're all trying, but I hate to send people off to the store and then they get there and discover it's not in that particular Office Depot on that day. Office Depot, Office Max, Staples, Fry's, etc. But PaloAlto.com, you can download it and have us ship you the CD later, but you already start using it. So,
and some of our VARs and computer shop owners may even be selling it. They may even be resellers, as I understand. You also have a reseller program for them.
Ingram distributes to a lot of smaller shops, and we're also distributed by Navarre and a few other smaller distributors. So the retailers and VARs can find Business Plan Pro fairly easily. We are, I said third party. NPD Intellect sort of measures this stuff, and we've got a 70% share in the U.S. retail market. So we're fairly easy to find.
Well, if any of our listeners want more information on Business Plan Pro or some of the other products that you have that supplement, and I know there are too many to mention right now, and we're just about out of time, but how can they contact you for more information?
PaloAlto.com is the right place, definitely. I would also mention bplans.com, bplans.com, which is an interesting edition that we've been running since 1995. That is a site about business planning that has 500 complete from table of contents through appendices, sample business plans that people can look at. What's a business plan? You know, what would a business plan look like? Some of them are real deep and in-depth, and some of them are fairly simple, but that's life with those. And lots of articles, and my blog is there, Tim Berry. That's B-E-R-R-Y, Tim Berry, .bplans.com. So that's another good site to refer to.
Bplans with an S, .com.
Yes.
Well, Tim, thanks for joining us on the Force Field today and sharing your advice and insight in business planning. I just want to say you're welcome anytime, and perhaps we can have you on in the future to discuss some of the other services that you offer as well.
Oh, I'd love to, and thanks for the invitation. You know, it's, what can I say? I'm an entrepreneur. It's a topic that's dear to my heart.
Tim, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it, and you have a great day.
Thank you, Rick. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, folks, our time is up. I would like to thank everyone for listening, my kids for allowing me to do this without interruptions, and my wife for just putting up with me. If you would like to comment on the program, you can email me at rick@theforcefield.net or visit our website at www.theforcefield.net. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and do not represent The Force Field, Savoia Computer, or advertisers. All music on the show is original and was written and performed by Brother Rancid and the Brand New Pygmies. Our announcer is Felix DeCat. The show is produced and distributed by Savoia Computer. For The Force Field, I'm Rick Savoia. May The Force Field be with you.